We're talking now with Luke Ahmet. He is a candidate for Sandpoint City Council. Luke, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
So I want to start off with the same question with all the candidates. Tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself to the voters and give us a bit about your background, how long you've been in Sandpoint, any family or community ties you'd like to mention.
All right. My dad moved to Sandpoint in 1979 and took a job with McFarland Cascade. I was two. My grandma bought a house on Lake Street in 1980. I bought a house in 2010 across the street. So in 42 years, I have moved three houses down on Lake. And I feel exceedingly blessed. I'm running because I love Sandpoint. Super deep roots here. I'm not going anywhere. I plan on walking these streets with my kids, grandkids, and my wife for the next 40 years. My story, I graduated from Sandpoint High School in 1995, tried college, found out that college had some expectations that I wasn't willing to meet. So I went to work for Uncle Sam. I worked in the Army and I realized I like the Army, but it motivated me to go back to school. I started to go back to school and I decided, what do I want to do? I wanted to become a teacher. So I went to school and then I realized school's kind of expensive. How am I going to pay for it? So I joined the National Guard. The National Guard said they wanted me to go to Iraq, and I did. I got back the first time from Iraq and went to my 10-year reunion down at the Edgewater, where I reconnected with my wife, who's a girl that we didn't speak with in high school, and we got married. I was working at a private school, and then I decided I really wanted to teach in public school. So when Cammie was pregnant with her first kid, I quit my job, and then the Army said I was going back to Iraq. And that we came home, and I purchased the house on Lake Street, and I got hired by Boundary County School District, where I've been ever since. I've been teaching government in Boundary County for 10 years. I've been a policy wonk my entire life. I've been a member of the Idaho Army National Guard for 23 years. Public service is very important to me. Very deep commitment. In my family, my parents who own Shingle Mill Blueberry Farm, we've got three teachers and three of the boys are serving in the military. I smile with happiness as I think upon my upbringing in this town. My kids go to Washington School, where my wife went and where their grandmother went. I can't imagine going anywhere else, and I want to serve our town. My biggest issue is housing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll get into issues in just a second. Are there any nonprofit organizations you're involved with or community groups you want to mention?
I'm an active member of St. Joseph's Church. I am still an active member of the Idaho Army National Guard. And I am the co-president of the Boundary County Education Association.
Okay. So you're running for Sandpoint City Council, and this is a question I'm asking all the candidates. How many council meetings have you attended the past couple of years?
I have not been attending meetings. As a government teacher, I believe in the importance that you vote, and what I can tell you is I vote in every election. And once you give your vote to someone, you support them. I keenly follow the issues, and I have been attending meetings for the last 2 months.
Okay. Well, let's get into issues. What do you think? You mentioned one, but what do you think are the biggest issues that are most important for the city to be dealing with right now?
I believe that the biggest issue facing Sandpoint at this time is the housing crisis, and I do not shirk from calling it that word. The median income in our area is about $65,000. a home that is affordable is somewhere around, with that income, $300,000. For a starter home in our area now, you're looking at $400,000 to $500,000. As a public school teacher, when I'm looking at the kids in our classrooms, I'm wondering where they're going to go. And having the opportunity to vote on a budget is exceedingly important. We are going to suffer, and I know this, from both a brain and a brawn drain if we do not start looking at what we as a community are willing to do. The access to all of the wonderful amenities and services in Sandpoint are going to be exceedingly challenged as the demographics in our county and everywhere continue to gray. If we don't create some type of opportunities for us to be able to replace the personnel who keep our streets plowed, the teachers who are in front of our children, the police officers who keep us safe, the firefighters, the nurses, the missing middle is exceedingly important. And that's without us getting into infrastructure. Sandpoint is a town with a rich history, and part of that rich history is a very aged infrastructure. I am part of the people that have well loved this town, and we have some big decisions coming up in front of us as we attempt to discern how we are going to step forward in the next 20 to 50 years with the management of what our predecessors have left us. A big issue for me is the ability of a city council member to be part of the budgetary process. And I have a lot of experience in logistics. That's my experience with the Army. And without the ability to put people behind a snowplow, we're going to struggle. If we don't have people to be cleaning our wastewater, which needs to be addressed because that is a plant that's going on 50 to 60 years old with some of its machinery, it's not going to matter what we do. So we've got housing, we've got infrastructure, and then the basic economics. And what type of economy are we going to have, and who is that economy going to be for? When I'm looking at my kids, I'm wondering what are they going to have to do if they want to choose to be a Sandpoint resident like I did. I know that there are a lot of people that are in front of our children now who I graduated high school with. And when I look at the amount of work that's been accomplished in this town through foresight planning, legacy, much of that will be much more difficult if we don't start to address housing. And it's going to take a significant amount of cooperation, brainstorming, and results between not just the Sandpoint City residents, but also the county, our neighboring communities, and over the long term, which is what I'm talking about potentially as a city council member, an understanding of a 20 to 50 year time span for the impact of what we do with the budgetary measures of what we're entrusted to by the taxpayer, that we're also looking at working with our state representatives. And so the economic picture and attracting businesses that will hire our local kids and our adults is super important. And we also have to be very focused on understanding that the impact of who, how, what, and where we are taxing, what that does to our senior community, because we cannot continue the displacement of those that are here now, in my mind.
So I'd say that one of the root things under everything you're talking about with infrastructure and economy and housing is the growth that we're experiencing with a lot of people coming in. How do you feel the city's been doing managing or planning for growth? which I think probably comes down to the, you know, the way they practice land use and that kind of planning.
I think that the city has room to improve our practices in regards to what we're doing with growth. A huge emphasis and piece with why I'm running is because of the missed opportunity with the University of Idaho property. I believe that we really need to focus on community conversations that involve laying out plans for the 20 to 50 year time span I was talking about, housing land trusts, housing incentive programs, maximizing land use for zoning with density, and all of these things have been discussed, and an understanding that anything that we embark upon is not going to be immediate. I absolutely support development, but we're gonna have to have a real conversation about who and what we are developing for. The idea that a public school teacher is going to enter our community fresh out of college and purchase a home at $500,000 is just unrealistic, or that a starting police officer is going to do so is unrealistic. And the idea that a private developer is going to be able to afford to subsidize the homes within that cost frame I was referencing has to be addressed. So it's going to take an all hands on deck approach for us to solve it. I am focused on the attainable, not just the aspirational.
Okay, well, let's move on to another issue here. There's going to be a ballot question for city residents to vote on, asking if they'll approve a 1% local option sales tax on purchases made in the city, and that money would be earmarked for parks and sidewalks. The city had an identical tax to this from 2015 to 2020 that funded the construction of the grandstands and the improvements at Memorial Field, and that expired about a year ago. So this will essentially start that 1 cent tax up again. Do you favor or oppose the local option tax for parks and sidewalks?
So what I'd like to start with is talking about how great the new Memorial Field is. That local option tax, which was ran, approved, and executed in an era with housing costs that we look back on longingly, was a very different mechanism than the local option tax that is currently being approved. I love our parks. I support our parks. My family's been going to the first lifeguard stand at Sandpoint City Beach since 1980, and that's where I bring my kids. But the current construction of the local option tax that is being focused so heavily on parks is not, I believe, in the best interests of the city residents. I did attend the meeting where there was the discussion about parks and sidewalks, and those are important issues, but they also create some significant concerns. Parks and sidewalks are valuable, but when some of our residents don't have a roof over our head, I have to question what is our priority as a city. I think that we can walk and chew gum at the same time. I believe that we can support our parks and that we can also support the missing middle of our housing, and we must do so if we want to retain the vibrant community that Sandpoint is. At the presentation, it was brought forward by the city staff that this would generate approximately $1.5 million per year. The U of I property was $3.8 million. I recognize that hindsight is 2020, but I don't want to be in the same position we are in now after we pass, hopefully, this local option tax. So I believe the language should be changed. I do not support it in its current form.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have time for a couple of issues, I think. High infection rates are continuing with the COVID-19 virus. Bonner General Health is in a crisis care standards now, and their hospitalizations are up. Anything you'd advocate or work toward as concerns handling COVID-19 within the city?
I believe that the city needs to follow the science. And the city is limited to what it can and should do. We need to work with the governor and Panhandle Health District, and we need to work with our local community to do what's best. But it also needs to be done with the recognition that people need to make the best decisions for themselves. I'm a public school teacher. Kids need to be in schools. I'm willing to have hard conversations. I have a history of doing so. I think the science speaks for itself. And I will listen to what the governor has to say. The city has a certain role, and we should stay within that role.
Do you think we've been staying within that role?
I think the city has done a pretty dang good job of doing what they can and what they should do. When you can see the lack of civility in our public discourse, and I find that troubling. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. You need to take care of your personal health. And we need to do what is best for us as a community. I support people making the decisions that are best for themselves and their family. When the city starts to put itself forward into certain roles without the support of the Panhandle Health District, I think that creates some real challenges for us as a community.
Okay, you probably only have about a minute left. One more question. Generally speaking, do you think the city council and mayor have been taking the city in the right direction, or would you like to do things differently if you're elected?
I support the general direction that our city is going. We elected them, and they have served. They have made them. It's been very transparent. They've been making progress. There are room, and there's always going to be room for change in our town. I find it impressive that we have 8 citizens that are stepping forward to be the representatives of our town. And I think we get the government that we vote for, whether we like it or not. And we also get the government that you don't vote for. Your vote matters. As a government teacher, I would be remiss if I didn't tell people to go to Vote Idaho or idahovotes.gov, and I want to tell you to vote like your town depends on it, because it does. I'd love you to vote for me, but no matter what, you should vote.
Luke Ahmet, thanks for being here. How would people get in touch with you or find out more about you?
I have a Facebook page, Ahmet for City Council, and as soon as Mark Zuckerberg gives me permission, I'll start putting out some ads.
That's great. Well, Luke, thanks for talking with us today.
All right, thank you.